Recording 4.2.
Was Star Trek the inspiration for cell phones? Apparently so. Dr. Martin Cooper is considered the inventor of the first portable handset and the first person to make a call on a portable phone in April 1973, much to the bewilderment of passers-by in a road in New York. The first call he made was to his rival, Joel Engel, who was the head of research at Bell Labs. Cooper was later to reveal that watching Captain Kirk talking into his communicator on the TV show Star Trek had inspired him to research the cell phone. The first phones weighed over a kilo, compared to most modern phones that weigh 100 grams or less. Did Star Trek inspire Voyager 1 and 2, which were launched in 1977? Well, Dr. Mark Raymond was 5 years old when he first watched Star Trek and became fascinated by the idea of space travel. He wanted to know how far into space we could go, and he dreamed of being a science officer on the Starship Enterprise. Instead, he would become a senior science officer for NASA and was involved in the Voyager probes. Voyager 1 is now at the edge of the solar system and heading for interstellar space. Interestingly, following a letter campaign, NASA agreed to name its prototype space shuttle after the Starship Enterprise. And was Star Trek the inspiration for MRI and CT scans? It probably was. Dr. John Adler, professor at the Stanford University Medical Center, acknowledges that the non-invasive diagnostic technology used by Star Trek's medical officer, Dr. McCoy, helped inspire a medical revolution. Medicine in the 1960s and 1970s was a world away from Star Trek. It involved messy, dangerous, exploratory surgery, where surgeons would cut through tissue to discover what the problem was. The idea that diagnosis could be done the way Dr. McCoy did it, quickly, painlessly, and without a surgeon's knife, was something to strive for. In fact, Dr. Adler has invented the cyberknife, which can destroy cancerous cells by passing hundreds of beams of radiation through them. Was Star Trek the inspiration behind the iPod? Well, Star Trek certainly inspired Steve Perlman, who, back in the late 80s, was an employee at Apple Computer Inc. While watching an episode of Star Trek: The Next Generation, he saw something that fired his imagination. The robotic character, Data, was able to call up any music he wanted from his computer. Steve would later be part of a team that invented QuickTime technology, which can select, store, and play movies and audio files. It was this software that helped pave the way for the iPod.